So, I mean, first of all, my first, you know, instinct was why? Why did Wolfram want to put a new, you know, physics theory forward?
Yeah, so there's a sort of problem in physics, I guess, is the main answer. For about 50 years or so, physicists have been trying to bring together two theories that we have, general relativity and quantum mechanics. So general relativity gives you an account very roughly of really big things, and quantum mechanics gives you an account of really small things, but it turns out that they don't really like to talk to each other very well, and so there's a quest to find a new, more fundamental theory which brings them together. One of the goals of the theory would be to give you an account of gravity in particular for really, really small objects, which is something that we don't have. So you're sort of playing that kind of game, getting into this quest for a new physics.
That's, I mean, that's crazy. I had no idea that we had, like, kind of a gap, if that makes sense. And I don't know if this is an appropriate question to kind of ask, but is he qualified to do this? I mean, you know, he's going up against, you know, Einstein and et cetera. Why him?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, he did start out in physics. So when he was, I think, 15, he published his first physics paper, which is something that most of us can say we didn't manage to do.
Not at all.
But then he kind of got sidetracked into computer science. So he did do a bunch of physics early on after that. He wrote a few more papers, but then went into developing computer systems and computer software and so on. And so there is a sense in which sort of his heart is definitely in the right place, and he's got this sort of mathematical background. But on the other hand, he hasn't been working as a physicist for a long time. So, I mean, I guess it depends on what you think qualification requires. He's certainly got a fair bit of mathematical background to do this sort of project.
So, I mean, this is the burning question, right? I mean, how is this theory different? I mean, what does this kind of... I mean, you mentioned that it tries to kind of connect the, like, holes, but what is the actual theory?
Yeah, I mean, so I think theory is a pretty strong word for what he's trying to do, and for what anyone, I think, in this space is trying to do. People typically think more in terms of approaches to the issues. So, you know, it's a very hard problem, mathematically very hard. It's very difficult in particular because the sort of things that people come up with don't really have experimental upshots. So you can't really carry out any tests to see if your theory or your approach is actually working.
Mm.
And so what we have are these approaches, which are sort of ways of trying to get at the problem and ways of trying to think about the problem. And his approach is sort of keying into some work that's already out there by some physicists who are working on this topic. And it uses a sort of hunch, I suppose, people have that you can rebuild some of the foundational aspects of general relativity, at least one of the two theories, using an entirely different mathematical background. So the core to general relativity is roughly calculus in some sense, and differential equations. And what he's trying to do is use something called graph theory, which is just a different kind of mathematics, to try and crack the problem.
Yeah, right. And so one of the big differences about this project is that it's open source. Can you kind of explain how that's going to work?
And to be honest, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, it's an intriguing idea. So what he's done is he's put all of his technical details up on the internet. So he's got about 300 pages of background that takes you from sort of simple mathematics and graph theory all the way through to some pretty hard material in general relativity, and that's all available there for anyone to read. So I spent a bit of time trawling through it, and I think people probably can, you know, get up to speed in some sense if they've got some mathematical background on what he's doing. And then I suppose the open source part is to come up with sort of rules that might work for understanding our universe. So sort of the core idea that he's got is that the universe is made of little building blocks, like Lego, and then there are some rules that you can put on those little building blocks that will tell you how they come together to produce all of the things that we see. It's a kind of familiar idea, I suppose, but one that's a little bit unfamiliar when you're working in something like gravity. And what he has invited people to do is, using the mathematical systems he's put forward, come up with rules of their own. And then I guess he's going to build simulations of them.